Daryl Kyle is the pitcher tonight for St. Louis. Kyle, a 20-game winner this season.
The right fielder.
He had a 19-game season while
Kyle.
This is the Houston Astros. Daryl Kyle lost to the Mets and to Mike Hampton. Kyle pitched well, but he was outpitched by Mike Hampton in the opening ballgame. Daryl is a 31-year-old right-hander. He's a big guy, 6'5", 212 pounds. Had a couple of tough years in Colorado. Was happy to escape there and wind up with the St. Louis Cardinals. Ebo Perez, the leadoff batter for the New York Mets. And Kyle's first pitch is over. Calls strike one. Now the pitch on the way to the left-hand hitter. He takes a breaking ball outside and low. One ball and one strike. Timo has 3-for-14 in the league championship series. Very exciting young player to watch. Just 23 years old. And the pitch by Kyle. Well hit fly ball deep to right center field. On the run, Jim Evans. Can't get it. It bounces over the wall. A ground rule double for Timo Perez. On one hop off the warning track, it flew over the right center field fence. So Timo Perez continues the excitement.
Well, we keep seeing new aspects of Timo's game every day. Yesterday was a terrific throw, throwing out a runner at the plate as he gunned down Will Clark in the sixth inning. And today, terrific gap power. That ball took a hop on the warning track at the 396 mark. Timo Perez keeps showing more and more speed and arm and defense, punching ability and power as well.
Boy, he's fun to watch. He can participate in every aspect of this game. Here's Edgardo Alfonso hitting at 357. Fonzie 5-for-10 in the series. He now has hit safely in 9 straight postseason games. Ground ball, base hit. Down the right field line, going toward the corner. Perez around third. Perez will score. Fonzie goes into second with a double. Back-to-back doubles by Timo Perez and Edgardo Alfonso. The Mets very quickly have a run back.
Well, in game one, the Mets jumped on Kyle quickly. Perez opened that game with a double. Alfonso walked and Piazza doubled in a run. Here, practically the same scenario. Back-to-back doubles by Perez and Alfonso. And Edgardo continues to drive in runs. That's 8 RBIs now in 7 postseason games.
Mike Piazza batting third in the order. Piazza will stand in now. The tying run is on second base. What an electric start to this ballgame. The Cardinals had a double by Vigna and a home run by Edmonds. Mets now have back-to-back doubles by Perez and Alfonso. And Mike Piazza is standing in. Piazza 4-for-10 in the series. And the pitch inside low. It's ball one.
Remember what we said about Kyle on 3 days rest in his career. A 6.66 ERA. This is not a comfortable situation for him coming back on short rest.
Yeah, he's won 4 and lost 8. Pitching on short rest. Piazza cocktails the bat around, waiting on Daryl Kyle. Break slider way outside in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes to Mike Piazza. Robin Ventura, the cleanup batter, is on deck. Daryl Kyle, a 31-year-old right-hander. He has won 112 Major League ballgames. Had one terrific year at Houston, 19-7. Just a no-hitter against the New York Mets in the old Astrodome. So now, Alfonso is the tying run on second. Nobody out. We're in the opening inning of the game. And a 2-0 pitch. Drive in the air to right field. Racing back. It's going to be over the head of Drew, the right fielder. Rounding third and being held there. It's Alfonso going to second by Piazza. A double, a wicked line drive that fooled the right fielder Drew, was over his head and bounced off the wall. Alfonso obviously thought it might be caught, and he held up.
Well, that ball was hit so hard, Alfonso couldn't tell, but Drew never had a chance on that ball. Even had he taken a perfect break back on it, it was going to be over his head. Piazza, who hits the ball as hard to right field as any right-hand batter maybe ever, just drilled that ball one hop against the bullpen fence, and Drew never had a prayer.
Three doubles in a row for the New York Mets. Now another double, and they'd have the lead. They started out behind 2-0 here in the first inning. Robin Ventura standing in against Darryl Kyle. Runners on second and third. And the pitch on the way. Outside high. One ball, no strike.
Well, Eduardo Alfonso said after the game yesterday that maybe the Mets didn't come out with enough passion. They didn't have as much at stake as they did in other postseason games. I think, Bob, so far from what we've seen, looks like the passion is back.
Boy, I'll say it is. Three consecutive doubles. Ventura is the batter. And a high fly ball. Deep to right center field. Way out toward the wall. Off the wall. An extra base hit. Alfonso scores. Piazza scores. And the Mets have a 3-2 lead. They have four doubles in a row. Four two-base hits in a row. The Mets now have a 3-2 lead. Dave Duncan, the pitching coach, is on his way to the mound.
Can you say teeing off? Darryl Kyle has only thrown a couple of breaking balls here in the first inning. Otherwise, all fastballs, and that one was right down the heart of the plate to Robin Ventura. He put a good stroke on it and hit the base of the fence in right center field. Four consecutive doubles to start the first inning. That is tremendous to the Mets. Coming right back after Edmonds' 2-run homer at the top of the inning.
I don't think we've ever seen the Mets start a game off with four two-base hits. Four doubles in a row. The double hit by Mike Piazza was hit so hard, it was just a screaming line drive. The sail over the head of J.D. Drew, he had no chance. And the ball hit by Ventura, for a while I thought it was going to go over the fence in right center. Now Todd Zeal will stand in. Four doubles in a row. Ties a National League Championship Series record. Now the pitch to Todd Zeal. Low outside, one ball, no strike.
And no team's ever had five straight doubles in a National League regular season game. The last time a team had four straight in a regular season game was in 97. The Cardinals did that. Only one team in Major League history has ever had five straight doubles, and that was the Washington Senators in 1934.
Boy, that goes a long way back. Breaking ball outside and low in the dirt. Nice job by Carlos Hernandez. Mets 3 and Cardinals 2. We're only in the first inning.
And that record for consecutive doubles is at any time of the game. I don't know if any team's ever had four straight doubles to start a game before.
Well, I don't remember ever seeing it. I know that. So Ventura is on second. He double driving two runs in. Mets now have a 3-2 lead. All of this, and we're still in the first inning. Cardinals had a double and a home run to score twice. And the pitch down to Todd Zeal. A strike call to the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Quality counts. The United Association of Plumbers, Pipe Fitters, and Sprinkler Fitters do the job right the first time. Visit their website at ua.org. Ventura with a leadoff second. The infield and the outfield straight away. Ground ball hit toward third. Fielded by Tatis. He holds the runner at second. Throws to first in time for the out. So there's the first out. The number six hitter is Vinny Agbayani. Vinny has had an 8 straight postseason games, including one late last year. So Vinny strides to the plate. Vinny 5-for-11 in the league championship series, hitting at 455. So Vinny Agbayani standing in against Darryl Kyle. Mets 3 and the Cardinals 2. The pitch, breaking ball a little outside, one ball and no strikes. Kyle has gone to his breaking ball now after the Mets tore up the fastball. Ventura will lead away from second base. And the pitch thrown way inside. That almost hit Vinny Agbayani, had to get out of the way in a hurry.
Well, if Kyle can't get his curveball over, that really changes his game. He usually has one of the best curveballs in baseball, but if he can't throw it for strikes, his fastball is very straight and can be very hittable.
Yeah, when you talk about good curveball pitchers in the league, you always hear the name Darryl Kyle. There's the curveball, but it's out of the strike zone. Three balls and no strikes.
Well, he's throwing a big breaker right now, but he doesn't have very good command of it, and so the Mets best advised to lay off it and sit on the fastball.
Jay Payton is taking some phantom swings in the on-deck circle. Ventura is on second with one man away. Three runs are in. Mets lead 3-2. And the pitch. High fly ball hit deep to center field. It's way back. It might go. And it is off the top of the wall for an extra base hit. In the score, Ventura, egged by Yachty on second with a run scoring double. Five doubles for the Mets in the first inning. And egged by Yachty just missed the home run. Just missed the home run.
Well, Betty was sitting on a fastball on 3-0, and again, Kyle threw it right down the middle, and Benny tattooed it. He hit it 408 feet to center field, and that ball hit about 2 feet from the top of the fence, way beyond the reach of Jim Edmonds. The Mets are just clubbing Darryl Kyle here in the first inning.
Five doubles here in the first inning. The last by Benny Agmaiotti, and now the hitter is Jay Payton. Any warm-up action yet in that Cardinal bullpen?
Not yet.
Not yet. Kind of surprising. Now here's Jay Payton standing in. Payton 2 for 11 of the LCS. And the pitch is a breaking ball over for a call strike. Four runs on five doubles here in the opening inning of the game. Mets lead 4-2. They'll be hoping that Bobby Jones and come back to the mound in a good groove. Pickoff play, throw to second, not in time. Agmaiotti diving back to the bag. Boy, you talk about a flurry of action. First inning, four runs in on five doubles. Two of those doubles looked like they were going out of the ballpark. Darryl Kyle now pitching from the stretch. And a high fly ball down the left field line. It may go foul. Let's watch. And it is a foul ball. Foul ball at the last moment. And Jay Payton didn't miss a home run by very much. He hit that right down the left field line. It looked like it was fair most of the way.
Yeah, it just held away at the last moment. Went above the auxiliary scoreboard. Maybe about 1 or 2 seats outside the foul pole. They was trying to give it the body English, but couldn't quite pull the Carlton fist.
Boy, he sure tried. He was twisting and twisting, trying to keep it fair. It went foul by about a foot. Now the count is strike two on Jay Payton. Mets came very close to a two-run homer there. Mets lead 4-2. We're in the first inning of the game. What have we got here? Now the pitch to Payton. Wild swing and a miss. He struck him out. Payton chased a wild pitch that time. Way out of the strike zone. Now 2 men away.
Number 17, Mike Bordage.
And Mike Bordage, the number 8 hitter, comes to bat. Four runs on 5 hits.
I wonder if they'll pitch to Bordage here. They might want to walk him and face Bobby Jones, a very weak hitter.
Bobby comes out to the on-deck circle.
They're going to pitch to him.
So they're going to go after Mike Bordick, the number 8 hitter, the shortstop. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball to start him off, and it's low outside.
Yeah, he may
one
not.
Ball, no strike.
Sorry, Bob. He may not get a fastball this at bat.
I don't think he will. Why would you throw him one with a pitcher waiting on deck? Bordick, the first half of the year, had a terrific year hitting. Then he tailed off the second half. Broken bat, ground ball out over second base. Fielded by Vigna. The throw to first is in time for the out. Side retires. Vigna made a good play going behind second to throw out Mike Bordick. Four runs, 5 hits, 1 man left on. After 1 inning at Shea, the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 2 on the WFAN Mets Radio Network.
Sports Radio 66, WFAN.